CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honestly, Carlo, please, would you help me look for it?
No, just a minute. You come home from work, rush in the house, babbling incoherently about something being lost, and for heaven's sake, drop everything and help you look.
Yes, exactly. Oh, this is important.
Look, on top of being right in the middle of stirring up a cake, I don't even know what it is you want me to look for now.
Oh,
that's what
honey.
One or two tablespoons of baking powder.
I don't know
it's
how many
so
tablespoons of baking powder you put in, but if you...
Just let me think a minute.
Honey, will you please? Just never mind the cake a minute.
You asked me this morning if I would bake one of these white cakes you like with lemon filling.
I know I did, and I thank you very much. I love the white cakes. But can't you let it go just 1 minute? This happens to be important. Now, you say I never tell you anything, then you don't listen.
Half of one and two-thirds. I couldn't even understand you, dear.
All right. I'll go through it again. Now, will you listen, please? Apparently, I received a letter from Dr. Edwin Thorpe, president or director or something of our local zoological society.
One teaspoon of salt.
Oh.
I'm listening. Go on.
All right. What'd I say?
You got a letter from President somebody.
President what?
Well, I don't know.
I told you, darling. Dr. Edwin Thorpe.
Now put that down
and listen a minute.
All right.
He's a director or something of our local zoological society, inviting me to be a member of the park board committee.
No.
Well, yes. What do you think I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know.
I never got the letter. Apparently, and he called me today saying they were wondering why they hadn't received a reply. And
why you?
What?
Why are they asking you to be on the park board?
Well, why you?
why suddenly you of all people? I mean, you know.
Honey, couldn't you be just a little bit impressed that your husband was asked instead of acting as though it's the most amazing thing in the world that somebody would?
Of course, I'm impressed. Dear.
Well, you certainly don't act impressed.
Well, I am. I am impressed. I mean, but you know, you've never had anything to do with the park zoo, really.
Well.
I mean, I don't think it's unusual. I don't want to white...
All right. Never don't...
You get asked to be on the park board.
All right,
now.
Just let it go, will you? Never mind that now. I want to look for the letter,
well,
which probably explains why they're asking me. Now, Dr. Thorpe said it was mailed 2 weeks ago, and I suppose you, with your mania for bringing in the mail and just dumping it any old place...
Anything for you, I put on your desk in your den. And you, with your mania for not looking at your mail promptly, pile magazines and newspapers on top of it on your desk. Now go clean off the top of your desk, and you may find it, dear. I got my cake in the oven. I'm free now. Do you want me to help you find that letter? Or did you find it?
No.
You don't want me, or you didn't...
I didn't find it.
Well, honey, I don't like to keep asking you to clean off the top of your desk. So when it gets too bad, I just shut the door to your den. But if you would come in here each day, you know, when you get home from work, just a few minutes each day, and look to see if I put any mail on your desk.
Well, darling, when there's such a mess on my desk, well, why do you put my mail on it? I mean, I probably don't even see it when I come in here.
I put it there because when we moved in our new house, here, I was given strict orders that when I brought in the mail, it was to be put on your desk. Remember?
Well, yeah, it's all right. But there's such a mess of stuff there already.
I straighten it up, but you don't want me to touch anything.
I know. All right. My fault. Look, well, I just can't find anything.
Well, don't just throw up your hands and lean back. I'll help you look. Now, would it look like a personal letter or a business letter? I mean, it would be in a bigger envelope, but what would you think it was?
Business envelope, I suppose, which probably says Zoological Society.
Yeah.
Although it was written by Dr. Thorpe. I don't know whether it's got his name or not on the envelope. Maybe it says Zoological Society. I don't know.
It was mailed you 2 weeks ago, you say.
Yeah, well, that's what Dr. Thorpe said when he called me today, and he wondered why they'd had no reply. Well, I told him I never got the letter. And, well, I mean, my name has been brought up before the board of directors or the executive committee or something, and they were inviting me to be a member of the park board.
I thought the park board committee was always appointed by the mayor.
Well, I mean, maybe he's on the board of directors. I don't know. I'm just telling you what Dr. Thorpe said, and, Well, you can imagine how I felt sitting there. And this guy calls me, you know, and asks me about this letter. Uh-huh. And
you hadn't even answered it.
I hadn't even answered it. Yeah. I hadn't even gotten it.
Yeah,
well,
he hadn't had the letter. How could you reply, though, dear?
Well.
What did you tell him over the phone?
Well, I mean, I said I was very pleased. What else could I say to be asked? But I, you know, I wanted time to think about it.
Uh-huh.
Which I certainly have. I mean, you know, going in. But since I don't know what it involves and all that, I mean,
you want to think about it a little
how much
bit,
time it would take and all that.
Sure,
I got a little time to think about it.
Here, isn't it, dear?
What?
Zoological Society address to you. Here it is. Open it over.
Oh,
isn't it exciting? Open it.
Well,
one thing I want you to do is to get the monkey building cleaned out and put in better ventilation. It smells terrible.
Darling, will you give me the letter? I'm not on the park board yet. We would appreciate an immediate reply. An immediate reply.
Let me see the letter.
Yeah. I just read it to you.
Yeah, I know, but I want to read it myself here.
Well,
I hate being read to, and I never quite understand what you say. You read so fast. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, I can tell you what I said. Apparently, that speech I gave last year at the Business Men's Club made quite a hit, huh? You remember? Well, wait here. What does it say here? We were impressed by your astute appraisal of our situation when speaking to the local businessmen, and we feel that your brilliant speech. How do you like that? A brilliant speech. Huh?
Well, don't be misled by flattery, though.
Flattery?
Well, honey, I mean, I think that's sort of laying it on a little bit.
Don't!
A little bit.
Go frost your cake.
I can't. It isn't even out of the oven.
Well,
now, look, you know as well as I do that it's rather unusual for you to be asked to be on the park board. Maybe it's wonderful and a great compliment.
Well, look.
But I certainly think you ought to look into it. Now, when people start praising you to get you into something, chances are 9 times out of 10 it's a job nobody else wants to do.
Well, you are certainly the sidewalk philosopher today.
You're the one who told me that ages ago.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Well, if I said so, then it's certainly true. However, look, no, it is a fact that I was certainly in favor of appropriating more money for that park. And you know, when I'm for something, I really go to town on it. Yeah, I mean, I was head of the committee that looked into the matter. You know, there's no question but that we were instrumental in getting the Businessmen's Club to go on record approving the additional funds for the park board. You remember all that.
Mm.
You know, we went through that for weeks. All those meetings we had. Now, let's face it, in the long run, that's where the money comes from, the businessman. What's the matter?
You never told me one thing about this. You know that?
What are you talking about? It was all over the paper about the park needing more money.
Yes, and we both thought it should have more money, but we never really talked about it, never discussed it. I knew nothing about you giving a speech or getting the Businessmen's Club all worked up about it. Sometimes I think you lead two lives.
Oh, you
I really
do? Well, I don't know where you were.
From downtown. I
wrote the speech right here, not
well,
downtown, right here at home, and I tried.
Never
I
heard
tried,
a word about
darling,
it.
Darling, to read it to you.
Yeah.
And right in the middle of it, you said something like, I must get one of those two-piece knit dresses. They don't wrinkle. They're perfect for travel. I don't know where you were going, but that's what... You were thinking about what clothes to take to Europe, even though we weren't even leaving then for 2 months.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry. It does sound like me. I'm afraid all last spring I was so excited about going to Europe, I didn't even pay attention. Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Brilliant speech. Good.
I suppose the Zoological Society is just showing its appreciation.
Yes.
I mean, after all, I imagine they want local businessmen on the park board who are definitely interested in the park and the zoo and
sure,
all that. And...
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Good. I confess, I thought maybe it might be, a joke.
A joke?
Well, because of that silly mistake the newspaper made a month ago when they got the captions reversed and the pictures of you and the new baboon that had arrived at the zoo, you know.
Oh,
you could be seen
there.
On Sunday.
Oh, no. I mean, the truth of the matter is, Dr. Thorpe mentioned that when he called me. And he said, actually, it was that ridiculous mistake that reminded them of me again, you know. So something good comes out of everything.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it was that very thing.
Well, what do you think you'll do, except?
Well, frankly, I don't know much about the actual running of a park or a zoo. I mean, that's not my line. But Maybe I'm not the right person.
What do you have to know? They're not asking you to be the curator of the zoo. You don't have to know how to take care of a sick elephant or what to feed the zebra. You know what committees are like, darling. You spend 2 days trying to decide whether or not to buy another park bench.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, still, I think I do have some good ideas about improving certain things.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they will welcome your fresh, new ideas and suggestions.
Yeah.
I think it's
good. Yeah,
yeah.
You know. Well, maybe I better call Dr. Thorpe right now. What do you think? Tell him I accept.
I agree. I do. I think you should.
Yeah,
maybe
I should.
And find out when the next meeting is. You know, the first meeting is fall, probably. So you can start getting your new ideas organized so you make a good impression at your first meeting.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll call him. I think I'll call him. And then I'll start making some notes right away. How about that, huh?
Ah, that's wonderful, dear. Was he glad you accepted?
Well, I don't know. He said so.
Sure.
Oh, and the first meeting is next week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, as I said, you want to be prepared. So
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, even on the phone, you know, I told Dr. Thorpe I had some ideas for improving the entire park.
Mm-hmm, yeah, how wonderful. Yeah, don't stand right in the middle of the kitchen there. I'm trying to get dinner. Did you tell him any of your ideas?
Oh, no. No, I mean, I haven't formulated them yet. I just know that every time I've been in that park, I've noticed things. You know, I've walked through there sometimes.
Sure.
I can see things. You know, anybody mm-hmm. could. I think should
it be... It could be improved.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Yeah, I'll have a list in time for the first meeting.
Yeah, fine, fine. We'll put down gorilla.
Huh?
The park needs a gorilla. Remember when we took Betsy to the big zoo in New York last year? Why, people were crowded around the gorilla. He seemed the most popular thing there. In fact, there were two or three of them, but I think if we had just one gorilla here, it would do the trick. Don't you? How much do gorillas cost?
Well, how in Sam Hill do I know how much gorillas cost?
Well, if the park board is spending money to get more animals, which they are, that's been in the paper, then I think instead of getting llamas or alligators, which aren't very interesting to watch anyhow because they never do anything but blink their eyes, I think a nice big gorilla... would be very
just a minute,
nice.
Would you please, honey? I
You can suggest it anyhow and find out how much they cost. When I had Betsy and Bobby at the park with our vet said, gee, I wish they had a gorilla here, like the ones we saw in New York.
Now, look, will you?
Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll do your legwork for you. I'll go down to the zoo, make a list of what they had, you know. Changes I think should be made. I'll ask some of the children what kind of animals they'd like to see there, and also make some notes on things like changing the water for the polar bear more often. Why, the other day that poor thing had the dirtiest looking pool to get into.
I am going to call Dr. Thorpe back and tell him I resign already.
Why?
I can see the writing on the wall. I know you. When you get ideas like this, you'll be badgering me every minute. You will act as though you're in charge of the park zoo. I know
I'm
you.
I'm just making suggestions, dear. You don't have to take them.
Oh, sure. I don't have to take them. Since when?
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Tara Hartman speaking.